Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida officials charging the former sheriff's deputy who was hired to protect people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, for not doing his job. Scott Peterson facing multiple counts of child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury for his inaction during that school shooting that cost 17 people their lives. Peterson was the school resource officer who retreated during the shooting rather than going in to confront the shooter. A 15-month investigation also claims he prevented other officers from going inside the building themselves. House Democrats are passing an immigration bill that grants a path to citizenship for some illegal immigrants. It also has a solution for Dreamers, people who were children when they illegally came to the United States. Seven Republicans joining with all the Democrats and voting for it, but it's not expected to even get a vote in the GOP-controlled Senate. Maine lawmakers are sending a bill that would legalize doctor-assisted suicides to Governor Janet Mills. The bill allows doctors to prescribe life-ending medication to terminally ill patients. The state Senate approving it on a 19-16 vote. It passed in the House yesterday by one vote. Governor Mills has not released an opinion on the bill yet. And the Mega Millions jackpot is growing. No winner in Tuesday night's drawing, so the expected jackpot on Friday is about $530 million. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media.
Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun. All right, this is I Love New Jersey. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hi, hope you're enjoying your day. I wanted to give you an update on the weather if you happen to be in the Hunterdon County area today on June 5th. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 5 p.m. tonight. Partly sunny with a high of 83. Showers and thunderstorms likely again before 11 p.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 11 and 2 a.m. Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 5 p.m., patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny Thursday with a high of 84, then partly cloudy with a low about 60 on Thursday night. That's when we'll be at your award ceremony at VW Nice is at the Ryland Inn. Partly cloudy with a low around 60 on Thursday night, mostly sunny with a high near 81 on Friday. Partly cloudy Friday night with a low about 58, then sunny all day on Saturday with a high of 81. Partly cloudy with a low about 57. Mostly sunny again on Sunday with a high of 82. So we're going to go to one quick break, and then I'm going to introduce again, if you don't know her, Ann Thornton. I think she's Mrs. Hunterdon County. She's MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. She's amazing. All right, stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
That was a perfect. Yes, we were just talking about how I had the privilege of going to the Bob Seger concert on Saturday night at the PNC Art Center. It was absolutely amazing. Anyway, so this is I Love New Jersey, and I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weikert Realtors. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, please get in touch with me. And my guest today, where actually she presented to the Weikert group of real estate agents in Flemington about a year ago or so, because yeah, she was on her book promotion for the Ann Thornton's Insider's Guide to Home Improvement. She's the owner of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, multi-award winner. And tomorrow night she's being honored by the BW Nice group of women supporting each other and businesses against domestic violence. And Ann is being awarded tomorrow night. So welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You hang around long enough, they give you an award.
Well, yeah. How long have you been hanging around?
Because I mean, 35 years in business here.
That seems like it's a deserving time for the award.
Yeah.
But you're also a board member at the Hunterdon County Chamber, which we're streaming live. She's involved with everything.
Yes. I love the Chamber of Commerce.
And everybody loves you. Because you're so giving. You're so around.
Well, you know, it just comes back to our business, and that when you're in a trades business like ours, our customers are all within 30 miles.
Yeah.
You know, 40 at the most. So, you know, it's great to be able to be involved in your community and be known and support projects and support efforts of different groups and stuff. So, it obviously helps MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, but it just, living here as a part of it too, it just fits who we are.
Right.
As my husband, myself, and now my daughter in the business, and how we want to live in our community.
How's she doing?
She's doing great.
Yeah.
If you don't have a millennial, go get one.
Yeah. Because you guys have always been.
At least my millennial. I mean, obviously not all millennials are computer, crazy, but she is really technologically advanced. So much so that in the 1 year that since she's joined the business, I mean, we just have everything new. My head is
wanting to explode every day.
It's
a year already. Oh, my
God.
New
computers, new software, new this, new that. Just amazing that you don't know what you don't know. And again, being a mom and pop business, just serving our community, we had computers, but they were old.
Yeah.
They were working, but you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know what efficiencies can be gained.
What have you learned? Like, what have you got efficiency-wise? Like,
well, we didn't even have Outlook. We didn't even have any kind of it. We had such old software that it was just, you probably gain half an hour a day just in moving between programs because you're not looking for stuff, because now it's just instantly there because the computer knows what you're trying to do. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Think about 30 minutes a day for five people in the office, right?
Oh, I know.
All of a sudden, that's like, oh.
I haven't even scratched the surface of what an iPhone can do.
Yeah.
I got one of my cousins whose birthday say, happy birthday, Bernadette. She basically sent me she copied a message that was left on her phone and texted it to me, and I just listened to it. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
And I mean, of course, that's exactly. probably easy for everybody, but what you don't know, you don't know.
Right.
I had no
exactly.
idea. So.
Exactly.
So, but it must be such a benefit to have your daughter come into the business, not only because she could be the sustainability and future of it,
yes,
but then she also
Anne's retirement plan.
Yeah, Anne's retirement plan. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, but not for a long time.
Tell us about MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, sure. a little bit about your services.
Sure. We're a full service remodeling and plumbing and heating and air conditioning company. We have 22 employees, and so we have all these trades inside. They're all our employees. We have 6 plumbers who have various specialties, heating and air conditioning being one, a remodeling plumber being another, and then service plumbing, water heaters, leaky faucets, gas lines, toilets, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Because as in any trade or industry that one might be in, there are all these different categories within that, right? So just because you're a plumber mm-hmm. doesn't mean you really know a lot about absolutely everything in that field. And if you do, you're probably own a big giant company. I don't know, but guys become specialized, which is what you want because mm-hmm. you want the person who's done that. It's like when you go to get your knee replaced, you don't want the doctor who does one knee replacement a month. You want the guy who does, or gal, who does 2 every day, right? Same kind of thing with your plumber. You want the plumber who knows about service plumbing. You want the plumber who knows about heating and air conditioning, or the because putting in new bathrooms, new kitchens, and all the behind the wall, under the floor plumbing, that's a specialty in itself as well.
Yeah.
So it's great for MSI and for our customers because we have all those because we have 6 plumbers, not just 1 plumber.
Right.
And so that allows us to really be able to service our customers really with high level, people.
My head is spinning around thinking about my real estate customers and all of your offerings and so
yeah.
on. I'm like putting them all in place because it really is, people do. They like to change and remodel. They
have
needs for service on all this stuff. I love one day that she said to me on the radio, you said that you're like kind of like your mantra or your goal is to make sure that your people never have to go back a second time. So do it right the first time.
Do it right the first time, please. Yeah.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important.
Right. And that's why you have the specialties.
Absolutely. And it's why we have checklists and things like that so that the technicians kind of run through that before, when they get to the property and assess it, whatever. In that way, we're pretty structured, because we're a bigger business. And also because my business, MSI, has the benefit of me being the admin executive person.
Yeah.
I'm not the plumber. I'm not the carpenter. I know a lot about it. I don't ever do it. I watch people do it, and I'm free. I freely admit that. But what I do is the communications, the marketing, the advertising, dealing with the state, dealing with the feds, dealing with the lawyers, dealing with insurance, dealing with employees, dealing with trucks, property, gas prices, you name it. And I do all that so that my technicians only have to think about servicing our customers. And that's a unique model in our business because most of these types of companies are owned
by men.
Men, and by the plumber.
Right. Right.
So and they know all that stuff where I don't. So I have my, my number one master plumber and then I have my number one remodeling manager, both who are, fantastic. And so those guys really run those divisions and I just support them in every way that I can so that they're not worried about paperwork.
Right.
They're not worried about filing the permit. They're not worried about anything like that. We take care of everything in the office for them.
Cool. Well, this is Ann Thornton. Here is my guest from MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. She's actually going to be receiving an award tomorrow night at the Ryland Inn for her support of BW Nice Domestic Violence Group across the state, several chapters, even across several states, supporting women and domestic violence initiatives. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is I Love New Jersey, and we're going to be right back after this commercial break.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend. All right, welcome back to the show. This is I Love New Jersey.
I love New Jersey too.
I know. Location.
From New Jersey, and neither are you.
I know, but go ahead. Tell us about you, because that's what
I'm from Arkansas
about.
And California.
And why do you love New Jersey?
Well, let me just say this. I love Hunterdon County, New Jersey, because it's the only place I've ever lived, so in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So, what is there not to love here? They're everything. I mean, it's beautiful. It's, you know, the people are giving and kind and highly educated, and they care about their community. We're close to New York. I mean, there's a million, right, the ocean, the mountains. It's, to me, the perfect place. Perfect. I just love it here. I'll never leave.
Me neither. That's my thing. It's like,
I love New Jersey. Yeah. And now you're New Jersey's favorite realtor.
Yes. Oh, I am? Thank you.
You need to do some radio spots, you know, like your own radio.
Like what?
Yeah, for being, you know, for your realtor work.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I am having such a ball.
I'm talking about in addition to the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio Network that we're on now, but in out in commercial radio land, too.
Oh, maybe. That's a good idea. I do love to talk about it, and I am totally like a real estate enthusiast. Mm-hmm. Everything about it. I always say about my husband, he's procurement. When we're out for dinner, and he'll look at a ketchup thing and read all the ingredients. I'm like that with real estate. Everything relates back to it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
My husband and I, because we've been in business so long together, you know, in our various businesses, when we go on vacation, it's so funny, because we'll walk into a restaurant, and I'll start doing the calculation. All right, what do you think the average cost per meal is? How many people come in here
so
a day?
That is so funny.
Yeah. What do you think the revenue is? Oh, if the revenue is, I mean, we do crazy stuff.
That's
like that.
That's so funny. Yeah. I can just see it.
Yeah, I love it.
So tell us a little bit about tomorrow night at the Ryland Inn.
Okay. So BW Nice is this women's networking group that is really unique as far as women's networking groups go, because I've been in a million in 35 years, because this one has a twofold focus: networking for your business and also using that time together and creating events to support the local domestic violence initiative agency in the county where the chapters are. So Hunterdon County is the first chapter of this group, and I think there's like 15 chapters now across New Jersey and Pennsylvania and a couple other places. So it really has grown. Diane Simovich, you know her, she's the founder of this group. And so After the group was formed, it was formed 10 years ago, and I guess a year or two in, they decided to do an annual, they came up with a fundraiser that they would, you know, a big fundraiser to raise money for our local domestic violence group here called Safe in Hunterdon. And so they created this concept of the red shoe with, literally, you know, women love shoes, and we all, most of us have red shoes, with the red shoe to signify that really that that we're together on this issue. Mm-hmm. And
you know what Diane added one time? Because we published her book, yeah. Toward the Light. Just yeah. So you know, if you're out there and you want to help this group, you can actually buy a book online, Toward the Light, and there are yeah. stories from some of their victims. She told me that another part of the red shoe was to walk in their shoes.
Right, to walk in their
so
shoes.
Which is so powerful.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, they created this it's kind of, it was a luncheon. Now it's more, this year it's going to be a cocktail thing for the first time. But it's a 3 to 4 hour time period at a beautiful restaurant. And there's vendors to shop because we all love to shop. There's going to be a fashion show. There'll be an impact speaker from the agency who talks about their experience with this. And then they give an award every year to the Businesswoman of the Year. And this year they gave it to me. So,
Standing ovation.
Really exciting and thrilling. I'm honored, and it should be a beautiful night. And they've sold 160 tickets,
so
they still have more tickets. So it's at the beautiful Ryland, and we probably yeah. put easily 200 people in that room. So.
Oh, so beautiful over there! Love that place. I love that room.
Yeah, yeah.
Unity Bank, we should call out too because they're a big supporter of BAW Nice, and they've always been just so great.
Yes.
And their chapters are just perfect for each of the local branch chapters.
Absolutely, they're a wonderful corporate sponsor and. My bank for 30 years.
Oh,
I'll give them a personal plug, too.
Yeah,
so.
Unity Bank, all of them, yeah. Rosemary.
Well,
Feller.
You know, it does come back to that whole concept of community.
Mm-hmm.
Because I live in this community, I work in this community, I want to do business with the businesses I need in this community. So I love the idea that they're a local bank and have stayed local for all these years. So, you know, it's just where I try to... I try to do, you know, the right thing and support our local community. So
yeah,
they're great. Unity.
No, yeah, and their videos are so funny.
Yes, they
You've
do
got
great
the funny
videos.
Video mm-hmm. over there.
She's a brilliant advertising marketing executive.
Yes,
brilliant.
Yes, she's just so great.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing. She was on a panel recently for the Hunterdon Chamber as well.
Yes.
You were there,
yeah,
with me, and she killed it.
Oh, she's brilliant.
Yeah,
yeah. I've had
Rosemary Feller.
I know.
We
yeah,
love you.
Right, we love you. Right.
All the team
right.
over there. Everybody.
She's the advertising queen.
Yeah, and they're totally. She says they get like 200 asks every month, but they do all they can, like
right.
you. That's why
mm-hmm.
you got the award.
Mm-hmm.
MSI Plumbing and Remodeling,
yeah.
and Thornton.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about tomorrow night. Like, okay, do you have any idea what you're going to say? A little bit about
it? Oh, I do. Yeah, I've written a little 6-minute thank you speech, you know, so I won't say very much.
Don't say much about it. You're just going to be grateful, I guess.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, so,
yeah,
and you were
grateful.
Honored by your peers. It was kind of a voting
yeah.
thing, correct?
Yeah, Judy Gold, who I get, is on the board there, she said that 7 people were nominated. So I think she said 7. And
wow.
She said, I got 7 recommendations. I don't know. It was multiple people. So it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
so.
And you deserve it.
Thank you.
It's really going to be fun. I can't wait. So tell us a little bit about your book and how your book tour is going, because you're always doing all...
I have a new edition coming out on my book probably in another month or two with a bunch of updates. For those of you who don't know, a year and a half ago, Mariah Media published my book, Ann Thornton's Insider's Guide to Home Improvement, and it's all about how to take care of your home. There's a million tips in there to take care of your home. And from the book, I developed a whole speaking presentation, and I've given my talk to at least 40 groups.
It's amazing.
Central New Jersey in the last year and a half. It's been so much fun. So you can imagine how much I learned
right.
from people because my presentation is very interactive, and I hear stories. I have a lot of stories, of course, from my business. But so I heard so many stories and questions that it was time to revisit my book, and I added a lot of what I learned that people were interested in or had questions about to the book. So I added a lot of new information, things like how to age in place, how to baby-proof your home.
Oh, that's interesting.
A vacation checklist, all kinds of updates
oh,
to
nice.
The tips.
Oh,
yeah.
good. That's great.
New forms, contracts for sample scopes of work for a bathroom, for a kitchen, so that when a homeowner who does want to remodel, you know, talks to contractors, they have something in the book that they can, you know, you don't want to get a proposal from a contractor that says, I'm going to build you a bathroom for $22,000.
I literally have
on one piece
right
of paper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No. Well, first of all, in New Jersey, that's illegal because you have to give, you're supposed to give details, and you're supposed to give also the named products you're going to be using.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
okay.
If you're using a Bradford White water heater, you're supposed to say in the contract, I'm installing a Bradford White water heater.
So they know that they're getting a Bradford White instead of
right.
a cheap, you know,
right.
generic
exactly.
knockoff.
Exactly, exactly.
Wow.
So we added that to the book because that's one of the things that we people, in fact, my remodeling clients tell us this all the time, that we give them the most detailed estimates they've ever seen.
Wow.
Because
the MSI plumbing and remodeling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's important to me. It makes the jobs run smoother, and it also serves as the entire scope of work. Think about it. The entire scope of work for the job. So literally after we sign a contract, we'll take that scope of work, the bullets, and we'll like make it a 14 font and put it in because we keep a book on every job. Because it becomes their scope of work. It's exactly,
right.
yeah. you know, all the
yeah.
details are there.
I can picture because I know you're a paper
Brad
person.
Brad Howell, my remodeling manager, is the most awesome, detailed person.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. And after a while, a lot of them become the same because if you're building a bathroom, these a lot of the steps are the same. So we can streamline it.
Yeah, no, that's
you know,
good. Yeah.
And then you just add the details
right.
for that particular. We have templates for each of the things. Again, that comes back to me and them trying to develop ways to get those estimates out the door. Talk about the money. Got to get the estimates out the door before
absolutely.
You get a contract.
Yeah. What
so,
about, like, okay, so the book, it's filled with tips on all kinds of things.
A million tips.
And I want everybody to know that when I have been with Anne at, like, about 20 of the 40 presentations, which I'm so enjoying watching it over and over again because I learn every time, most of the feedback you ever get is that people just can't put the book down because they keep referring back to it because it's just like they learn so much.
Correct. They love it. And particularly when I speak to women's groups, mm-hmm. I really talk about how...
I was surprised, though, that when there was a PNC bank or something
yeah.
where there were like 25 guys
and
there.
And they were all texting
yeah.
their list.
There's a lot of young...
The guys who'd love it, too.
Especially like in this particular, like in the generations of like the guys who were, I want to put a stereotype, but 40 and 50 and up, they're used to doing some stuff. And then there's the guys who are like the 20s to 30s. They grew up in townhouses.
Right.
They didn't really do
with
a lot.
With computer games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when mm-hmm. it comes to changing a vacuum or whatever you
they
got in
no
your
idea.
Book, they don't know anything.
They have no idea.
Yeah. And all your hoses and everything.
And that's so funny because I do, if you haven't seen any of my how-to or informational maintenance videos,
yes.
I've done about 7 of them so far. We're going to do more, but the stats on those.
Yeah.
Because I'm a non-threatening woman in a dumpster talking about, you know, whatever, water heaters, or in a tool shed talking about tools or something. That age group of men, because we look at the statistics, really respond to that.
Oh, I
and
bet.
I know it's because they say, "Oh, look, there's just a woman they're talking about. Maybe I learned something." You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
well, it's funny because in real estate, even just looking and showing houses, I take your tips and I cheated. Because I say, oh, this is the way you can tell if this house has been properly maintained over the years. Because
yes.
it doesn't have the turn thing. It's got the thing. I'm looking
yes.
like totally smart.
Yeah.
But it's because you were trying to help
yeah.
us educate our people.
Absolutely.
And then our buyers, a lot of them are young, and they've never even ever mowed a lawn. They have no idea about anything. Mowers, forget it when it comes to the inside of their house.
Oh, I can assure you that most of them don't know they have a dryer vent to clean. They think the dryer vent is taking the lint out of the catch on the dryer. They don't know there's an exterior
bird nest.
Yes, that could be, you know, biggest cause of fires in America kind of thing.
Yeah, you're learning from you.
Yeah, yeah.
So much about that book.
I love doing the presentation because for those of you who don't know, I used to be a teacher, so it kind of gives me back into my teaching mode again. So I really love giving the
presentations. And you do such a great job.
Thank you.
If you're out there
Thank
and you have a group of people that you'd like Anne to speak to,
yeah.
she's spoken to like the historical societies, the banks.
From 5 people to 100 people.
5 to 100.
I've spoken to
so if
so
you
far.
Have an interest in having her speak, you could just get in touch with Anne Thornton mm-hmm. directly, or you can get in touch with me, Jeannie
yep.
Murphy, whatever.
Yeah.
So then... So now...
So the new book's coming out, and I'm excited about that. We took new pictures for the front, and... it looks good.
It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I it's funny because I almost all day long when I'm doing something, I go back to one of your tips. Really, I got to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many of them
mm-hmm.
in there. Tell us some of your favorite tips.
Well, I think the ones that are the most important are the ones that are going to keep you from having a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the always checking your washing machine hose. The biggest is one of the biggest disasters we see is a broken washing machine hose. And because water is constantly being fed to your washing machine, unless you've installed a shutoff valve. And most people have not, but some people do. But even if you have it, it has to be shut off. If it's open, if you leave it open in between washes, and if your hose goes, you're still going to get your 160 gallons, you know, per hour or whatever, or 16, whatever it is. It's a lot of water.
Yeah.
One of the biggest jobs we ever did, like over $200,000 insurance job, was from a burst washing machine hose that was on a second floor, and the homeowners weren't home. And, yeah, so then mold immediately sets in, and all the water came down to the first floor. The kitchen was right underneath, so, you know, you can imagine.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Google washing machine hose bursts. There's been some that have happened in the wintertime where people have been gone, and it's like a big, giant icicle inside the house.
Oh, my God.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Because now, you know, there's pictures that are just
because it's so cold and there's no one home, mm-hmm. and then the water just keeps going. I was thinking about that the other day too, because I was trying to figure out why anyone created gutters, because I was so sick of having all the leaves in there, and then I realized because the water was probably coming over into these huge icicles.
Yes.
So they were like, we're going to divert that water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then you brought the leaves.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But washing machine hoses, most people have no idea that they should be changed out every 5 years. Even if they're working, you should just change them out, because corrosion is happening inside that you can't see inside the hose. Water is hard. There's all kinds of stuff in the water that corrodes rubber, metal. It doesn't matter what kind of hose you have, it will corrode over time. And almost, I think, probably every washing machine manufacturer guidelines are to replace the hose every 5 years. So those hoses should just be replaced. You should just Google it, YouTube it, figure it out yourself, or get a plumber to come in to do it.
People never even think of it for 25 years. They don't even think about it.
Right. So it's just, it's one of those, like an insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
The same goes for your ice maker hose. My little tip there, though, with your ice maker hose, because if you're like everybody else, nobody pulls out the refrigerator to clean under it anymore. So the ice maker hose, if you want to check it, before you pull out your refrigerator, you have to turn the water off to the house, because in pulling the refrigerator out, and if it's corroded, or you might burst, it might crack and burst right there. And if
that
the water,
happened to my sister,
if you haven't turned the water off before you started this little, you know, investigation, then now you got to go run, turn the water off. So that's my little tip about what ice maker hoses. Always turn the and that begs the question: do you even know how to turn the water off to your house?
That's one of your favorites.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah, that's a top.
Because people don't even think about
it. People have no idea, and they don't teach their kids. They don't teach their visitors. You know, Aunt Mary, who comes and stays in your basement for a month in the summer from wherever, teach her. Teach everybody that is in your house, because it's, you know, it's and
critical,
and label it.
Yeah.
We have at MSI, when we're at your house, we always leave our labels because we want you to call us back.
Yeah.
And it's a big red label that says shut off valve, water shut off valve.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So
that's
you can yell to the babysitter, it's down in the basement. It's a big red label that says water shut off. Because think about it. You know, you're out at dinner. That's when all these things happen.
Oh, yeah. Weekends and evenings.
Right.
Christmas night at 11:30 when you're finally ready to go to bed.
And honestly, as plumbers, we don't want to come out to your disasters. We have plenty of work. We don't need your Friday night disaster, Super Bowl disaster, whatever it is. And if you can do a few things like that to keep you from having that disaster, then headaches, money, time, effort, those disasters. Anybody who's lived through a property disaster, a fire, you know, or water damage or whatever it is.
It takes forever.
Oh, yeah. They're just big pain.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
what about like septic and so on?
Well, we don't really work on septic.
Well, just that treatment that you have.
Yes. The BioClean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
There's a product. It's an all-natural product that you can introduce into all. It's safe for septics. It's safe for city water. You introduce it into all your drains and toilets in your home once a month. And it's little enzymes that are kind of like alive, I guess. They eat out the stuff in your drains, in your pipes, 360 degrees. Unlike a Drano product, caustic chemical product that really we don't advise to use that. And if you do use it, it's only cutting out like a slot at the bottom. You know what I mean? Where these other enzymes, they eat it out all 360 degrees of the pipe. So it's a great product. We've been selling that for years.
Yeah.
Safe, as can be. And the it's called BioClean.
Yeah. Like the pictures that you've shown about what it looks like when they're not kept up. It's just like creating.
And the other part of the book, which is continued in this new edition of the book, is I have all these a calendar in the back for the different seasons and the things that you should be looking at. You know, we don't want to overwhelm you, you know, homeowner, especially new homeowner, anybody, any homeowner. I don't want to overwhelm you. So, you know, there are certain things you should do at certain times of the year. So just you have to recognize if you want to protect your property values when you go to sell it some years from now, it's always easier to have maintained it along the way than to try to do all. What are you going to do? Wait until the end and do all that stuff for the next person? You know what I mean?
I'm like, yeah.
You're going to remodel that bathroom for the next person? Why don't you remodel it now and use it a couple years in? So, you know, if you know you're going to do that kind of
thing. Right, absolutely.
So, those are the kind of tips that we give our customers.
I want to get those. Don't let me forget, because I'm going to buy those for my clients for closing gifts, customized, because you allow the books to be customized.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, Weicker, Jeannie,
gift.
Because they're such great, it's such a great book. And it's like, oh my God, I'm just sitting here thinking about that. I was like, oh my gosh. Anyway.
Well, I'm hoping as the next year rolls out in front of us that I'm going to be able to move a lot more of my administrative duties to my daughter, who you know, has come into the business, so that I can do more of that marketing and develop
awareness.
Develop my side gig.
Yeah, because basically you're providing content information that people want to give their clients, and you're the perfect teacher presenter for it. You've got this positive, happy, awesome way about you, and you're all about giving, so you're just giving tips away. I mean, that seems like it would be a perfect place for you.
Yeah,
and I know Audra will be fabulous at carrying on for MSI.
I know, it's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
So what about other things going on in your world? What kind of clients do you have right now that you're helping out?
Well, we've been working at the Hampton Inn in Flemington. They're remodeling a bunch of their bathrooms over there.
Oh, that's so
fun. Yeah, they're a big contract over there working for a GC, which is a little bit unusual. But again, it comes back that we have specialists who do that kind of remodeling plumbing.
Cool.
So we can send a team over there. So that's been going on. Just lots of big remodeling. People are remodeling. People are remodeling like crazy.
Yeah. Really? What's the cost? Do you have any idea of just like to have a kitchen redone? Like just
kitchen? Totally gut.
Yeah.
And like if you're going to, because a lot of people when they get, they also want to move plumbing. They might want to move.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Minimum of $50,000. I mean, they're easy.
The reason I'm asking, it's kind of funny, is because, we're still on the same page. So many houses in Hunterdon County that are under $300,000. I mean, they have one bathroom.
Right.
Oh. And it's like, oh, my God. Gosh. And it's like, okay, so when I'm taking people out, we're looking at it like, how can you make this two bathrooms? Do you have any tips on what we should be looking for? Like, I can tell by the size of the room if it could be cut in half or something, because that's got to be big business for you, right? Because, I mean, there's so many one bedrooms, or I'm sending them all your way.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We don't get
– there's so many of them. And I got to be honest, like, I love, like – the way that real estate transacts nowadays versus the old days. Like I used to have to drive around with a map and open up the map and just take the tour beforehand. And now I can just go online and you put the MLS in, it tells you exactly like UPS, like where to go, make it efficient, blah, blah, blah. But, the kids, the younger people who are buying homes, they go on Zillow and Trulia. They can see where the open houses are. By the way, I'm having an open house on Sunday in Phillipsburg. I have an awesome house, 289.9, 3 acres, overlooking the whole city of
Pohatcong.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we just power washed it yesterday. It's got a basement. It's unbelievable. Like almost like 15-foot basements wide open for refinish. But anyway.
That's nice.
Yeah. And so what I see that's interesting is they are educated and they do understand that if there's one bathroom that's like functionally obsolete and they got to figure it out. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. If you didn't know that, I mean, I'm run into it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So bringing it back.
But, you know, it's funny because it kind of begs the question about the HGTV shows.
And oh, yeah.
That we have to educate our customers because, you know, out in the they think they're going to do this master bath for $12,000 when really, no, it's $40,000. You know,
and this is a big deal. This is a problem. Yeah. This is almost a really big problem.
And it's going to be done in 7 weeks. We're like,
no, 7 weeks?
It'd take me 7 weeks to get a permit in Raritan Township or Reddington Township or Clinton Township. And that's not exactly true. But it can for big projects because they have to review all the different parts. You know, if you have a big project, like a, we just did a big addition, like $250,000, $300,000 addition. And we do, I mean, we do that, but we also just come fix your faucet. So don't think that we're just a big company. We want to fix your faucet, too.
I'm going to beg you to have a video done of how that it's not as easy as it looks on these HD, you know, TV shows.
Right.
Because what we have, which is, like, so frustrating, it's inspiring. Like,
yeah.
I'm so glad you watch those shows and that you think you can do it.
Yeah.
But if you've never had a hammer in your arm before, you cannot go in and buy a $110,000 fixer-upper when the flippers aren't buying it for a reason.
And, you know,
investors aren't buying it for a reason. But
we've never flipped a house. And I have 10 carpenters that work for me and 6 plumbers. We have never flipped one house. Why? Because
risk
and the carrying costs of property taxes and, you know, money and all that stuff.
Please do a video on this.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
I love the inspiring, like I said. Mm-hmm. I love the idea. But
people have
to
recognize around here they're buying the land. I mean, I live in Clinton Township, and there's a couple houses around the corner on a street that's, you know, it's an older street. Every house is kind of different, and they're smaller. They're not McMansions in any. I mean, they've been there 50, you know, 60 years kind of places. And one guy's, you know, it's just a ranch, with a walkout basement, but he's got the biggest acreage. But his house is crap. But he's still asking more money because he's got the biggest acreage, that acreage that you're not even really going to build on.
Right.
But, you know, his house is still not sold. So it's like, I don't know how you're justifying
the comps, yeah. But it is, it's very, very interesting what you're talking about, though, because they're, like you were talking about your plumbers being specialists. We have people who are literally thinking that they are going to be able to do this stuff, and the houses are totally trashed.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even turn on the utilities because the pipes are all burst and they've been shut off for a reason.
Right.
And they can't be turned on to test. So, like, that's the thing, you know? And then it's like, okay, well, you know what? You get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, if you ask me, that's bank-owned in pretty much almost anything is not worth it. And it's hard to tell them.
Yeah.
One of my colleagues in the office said, you have to have a come home to Jesus conversation with these people.
Right.
Just give it up.
Right.
Just buy a home that's owned by a person.
Right.
And go from there.
Exactly.
But anyway, no, I'm so about your whole thing with the remodeling and stuff. So some of the remodeling jobs that you do, tell us about what a customer has asked you to do.
Sure. Lately, it seems like it's funny. We've been doing quite a few laundry rooms.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because...
Which main floor upstairs? Do people like it
just,
on... Which way?
I think most people like it on the main floor.
Mm-hmm.
I
like, not the basement.
Yeah. Oh, no, not... Yeah, mine's in the basement. Mm-hmm. I have an old house.
Yeah.
That's something, though, I think about as I age in place in my house. Mm-hmm. I've looked at that, and I thought, I got to figure out a way to... Because literally right now, I stand at the top of the stairs, and I throw my laundry down there. I do. And then I just...
Love
because
it.
I'm like, I'm
love
not...
It. I love it.
Remember, I'm the one who fell in Frenchtown that day and almost killed myself.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
So I'm very, very keen... tuned into
tripping
my body and where I am
so
that I don't trip again because it's that almost, I mean, anyway. So I literally do that. I throw it.
That
I don't carry
so
it.
Funny.
And then I hold it.
I can picture it. Totally picture
then
it.
Then I pick it up. And then coming
I
back
I would do
up,
that too.
Well,
if my laundry was in the basement, I'd just chuck it down there. I couldn't take it. I was like,
And
that's, a couple of years younger.
Yeah. But laundry rooms, people like, they look cool. And
oh my God.
Yeah.
And I've seen some really cool renovations to them. And it really is a selling point.
Yeah.
When they take a room that just has washer and dryer and all of a sudden build in some nice shelves and some cabinets.
Oh yeah. It doesn't take much either. That's the thing.
And it's like geek to
shoot. That is a project that someone could do there in their own home that has a laundry room, you know, but it's one of the few projects people could probably, I don't mean like, I mean just like throwing in some shelves
or
cabinets.
Yeah, you can give it a shot. I'll be behind that. But just don't be going in with the whole house.
I wouldn't even do it in my own home. What am I talking about?
Just mitering.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it looks so easy.
And then
easy
my other
TV,
tip for people,
like,
if you see a stain in your ceiling, a water stain, do not ignore it. Because I guarantee you, I would bet my two children on it, that it's worse behind there, and it's only going to get worse behind there. So if you see a stain, address it now. Start looking and figuring out what could have made that water stain. And remember that it's never, it's not necessarily right above where the stain is, because water travels down beams, water moves, water drips, water. So it could be something that you don't expect. But need to find it.
I'm a do-it-yourselfer person, but I am completely fascinated by plumbing people and those that can find the water leak.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot find a leak for nothing. So right. You're right. You have to call a pro. You got to call the pro.
And, you need to take care of it, because it's only going to get worse and cost you more money every day that you ignore it. Sorry.
She's always right about everything. Yeah. Ann Thornton, MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, is my guest today. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is I Love New Jersey Radio. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is so fun. They are. Weichert's a lot of fun. And you know who they are because you came over and did a presentation there.
Yes, I'd love to give my talk to realtors because it's important that they have an understanding of the physical property that they're showing to homeowners. And like you say, especially with new homeowners, new young homeowners particularly, they have no clue. So they depend on their realtor to be able to point items out to them.
Invaluable gift. Mm-hmm. Invaluable. Totally into it. I'm so excited about it. And
you want to hear about a new technology in heating and air conditioning?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been on the top of my mind the last week.
So there's something. if you have an older home that doesn't have any duct work, they've used these in Europe for years. They have used them here for the last maybe 5-10 years. They're called mini splits, and they get installed typically at the top of a wall in a room, and they can be both air conditioning and heat.
Okay.
But they have a low profile, sound low, but they have new units now that also include units that will go like wherever you want on the wall that look like framed paintings. And they just stick out from the wall maybe in a couple inches. And I don't remember if it's the air conditioning. When the air conditioning comes on, it moves so the vent.
Oh,
and you can put your own pictures in it.
What?
My daughter they just did this at their place in Somerville. They installed them. They are so cool.
Oh my God. You gotta do a video on that.
Yeah. I know. We're talking about that. But it's really cool. So it's on the wall. And it's she can insert right now. It's got like a Monet painting in it, and
yeah, because that's like a general people would all want one. Yeah,
but it's where the heat and air conditioning come out of.
That is the coolest thing
because so many houses don't have ductwork.
Yeah, right.
And ductwork is expensive.
Don't have ductwork, yeah,
it is
right.
So it's really cool. Really cool. That's a new technology. Yeah.
Oh, God. I know. I bet you
because you have to put in order to get the heating in it. You have to put it through the wall.
Right.
So why not make it look cool?
Oh my God, yeah. You know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to write another book on new technologies that are coming along. Yeah. Like, because you know what I mean? It's like smartphones, smart houses, stuff. I mean, how do we keep up with that? I mean, there's so many smart things that, you know.
Now you got me thinking because I just got the first draft from the publisher, so I could add another chapter on that before.
Yeah.
While I'm waiting on the insurance chapter.
Well, I can tell you, seriously, this world of what I want to give the gifts.
Cameras. The camera deal is a big deal.
And, you know, it's funny because with open houses and stuff, it's funny. We tell our buyers, don't say anything about how you feel about this house when you're walking through because they could be watching you on the camera and it's like, oh my God, I love this house. I'll pay full price for it. And meanwhile, you're being recorded or, you know, or if you're a realtor, don't say anything nasty about it, I guess, because you could be,
never even thought
it's
about
not,
that.
And it's like, it's creepy because some of them are so into their equipment that they can call you and say, can you shut that back door? Because they walked out and they didn't shut the door type of stuff. Like, the stories of a realtor to be a
wow. I had no idea. You know what? I'm going to go back and work on that because I think it's going to. You know, I'm waiting on someone to contribute.
That's a big deal.
So I have some time.
Big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I was going to say?
That's a good idea.
Okay. Well, why
I love it.
I know. And now, you know, we're talking out to our audience here, people who are learning from you. But I was also going to suggest because I swear to God, I would love this. I was thinking about like taking all my buyers and having an event. So that you could talk to them about it. And even if it was at an open house, we could have a draw. It would bring more people. And then people
That's
could walk in.
Idea.
And then you'd be able to meet
them. You know, I'd totally do that for you.
I would love that. I think that would be like the coolest thing.
Yeah.
I'd probably meet, you know, about 10 new home buyers, no doubt. And they'd come for the presentation. And then we could sell the house as well.
Absolutely.
Hmm. And a celebrity. And
she's
a friend.
Yeah.
And she's award winning. Yeah. And tomorrow night she's going to get her award for being like, what is the name officially of
the
award?
The 2019 BW Nice Hunterdon County Businesswoman of the Year. It's a really long title.
It's awesome.
Thank
and you deserve it like
Thank
crazy.
You.
We are looking so forward to going to that. So you have a couple minutes left. Last words?
Last words.
You got about 3 minutes.
I'm very excited about working with Polytech. This year, we also, MSI, got an award from Polytech for being the business partner of the year, which I accepted on behalf of the company last month at the graduation at Polytech. Because, you know, we...
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm a company that depends on the trades. And so it's really important to me that young people are given an option for different types of jobs, that not everybody has to go to college, not everybody has to work in a bank, not everybody has to sit in front of a computer. Plumbers and carpenters easily make $50,000 to $100,000 a year, depending on their their experience, their skills, their licenses, etc., and beyond that.
Yeah.
So and they just they have a high employability rate. There's so many great things about being a plumber.
It's like. MSI plumbing and modeling, or that's
plumbing
it.
Is highly technical now. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, everything is driven by a computer.
See, there
everything
you go. Is there's more content for your book right there.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Right. But I mean, you know, water. Everything has new equipment on it, so it's not like the old time. You know, somebody who got their plumbing license 40 years ago and who.
It's like a doctor.
Right. You're not keeping up.
Yeah. I don't know how they keep up, but I know they got
all you know how to do is what you know how to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And like you say, these smart homes now, all the, you know, there's energy efficient everything.
Wait. Oh my God. Wait, I got to say one thing. Just jump in. You know the Pulte development over there, Creekside?
Yes.
Those are all smart houses, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And to go in there, just if you're in the mood to see, I mean, you should actually go in there just because it will remind you of all the
sure.
in one place.
Right.
Everything. There's no cords anywhere in the houses because everything is done through this one little teeny thing up in the inside of the fan type of thing.
Wow.
No cords. I hate cords.
Yeah, look at all
I
cords.
Hate cords. I hate everything to do with anything to do with them, and I have them everywhere because you know me. I live under a rock.
Yeah.
In a vacuum. In an old house. Sorry. Yeah. You got the floor. But no, that'd be fun. I'll take you over.
I would love to see one of those, actually.
Fun.
Yeah. Wow. I actually saw somebody on Facebook asking about that community today for her parents.
Hello. Send them to me.
Yeah. I didn't know who it was. It was just somebody saying, my parents are thinking about finally getting my parents to move out of Queens.
Please straight back and say, tell her Jeannie Murphy Wakert.
I should have.
Yeah. I love that development. Yes.
Huh. Is it off 202?
It's right off of 202 by the Fudge Shop.
Yeah,
by the And it's right
shop.
Over there. Yes, and it's like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Talk about state of the art.
And it's walking ability to the Fudge Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah, but it is It is cool. It's to see that those homes won't be finished right now in the section that my buyers bought until November. It's like that is the future.
Is it age restricted?
No, I think it's 55 and older.
Oh, it is age restricted.
I think so.
I thought so because I had we had a customer that we had remodeled their bathroom, then we remodeled their kitchen. It was beautiful, and then they sold their big house and they just bought one of those. But he's already moved in, so he must be in the because you're already.
There are some done. Yeah, there's a couple done of their little tracks, but there's ones that aren't. But to watch the choices that the buyers get to make on those smart houses, fascinating.
Yeah. I wonder. Yeah, I'd like to know about the electricians.
We'll do it together. We'll go over.
I would love to do that.
Anybody else want to come? Yeah. Jeannie Murphy Wakert, Ann Thornton, MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. Right. Last words.
Oh, just thank you for having me. It's always fun to talk about business and real estate here in Hunterdon County.
Yep.
My favorite place to live.
Yes, it's we love New Jersey.
We love New Jersey.
Location, Hunterdon County. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy Wakert. Thanks for watching in, and congratulations, Anne, on everything.
You.
And tomorrow night, your big award with BW Nice.
Thank
you, Diane Simovich, for organizing such an amazing group. All right, until next week, have a great one. Thanks.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The former school safety officer charged for failing to confront the gunman in the Parkland, Florida school shootings, which left 17 people dead early last year, will stay in custody on $102,000 bail. A judge in Broward County issuing that order as Scott Peterson made a Wednesday morning court appearance charged with multiple counts of child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury. A 15-month investigation revealed he retreated during the active shooting and also directed other cops to do the same.
And he needs to serve a lifetime in prison for not going in that day and taking down the threat.
That's the mother of one of the victims. Peterson does face a possible 96 years in prison. A private sector jobs report from ADP comes in way below expectations. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why.